Tonight, 4 years after the U.S. military raid that took his life, we are getting our closest look yet into the mind of Osama bin Laden. The government has just released a stunning trove of documents taken from inside the hideout where he was killed. From messages about al-Qaeda's strategy and his focus on killing Americans to the American books he chose to read, even messages he sent to his wife and thoughts about leaving his hideout. Our chief foreign affairs correspondent, Andrea Mitchell, has been pouring over the documents.
From the grave, a new portrait of Osama bin Laden, revealed in hundreds of documents, letters, books, video games, found by SEAL Team 6 at his compound. The al-Qaeda leader telling followers not to grab territory, to keep going after American targets. You should ask them to avoid insisting on the formation of an Islamic State at the time being, but to work on breaking the power of our main enemy by attacking the American embassies in the African countries such as Sierra Leone, Togo, and mainly to attack the American oil companies. Then bin Laden's bookshelf, a digital library, everything from Bob Woodward's Obama's Wars to classics like Paul Kennedy's The Rise and Fall of Great Powers, and the Delta Force Extreme 2 video game, most likely for his children. The treasure trove offers new insights into bin Laden, the CEO of al-Qaeda Central, a bureaucracy complete with a lengthy online application. Questions like, what is your favorite material, science or literature? The final question, who should we contact in case you become a martyr?
These documents show that bin Laden was very much in command, that he was on his game, that he was focused, that he was totally dedicated to making sure al-Qaeda had the capabilities to continue to attack America and the West.
And bin Laden closely tracked the U.S. When the Pentagon warned that WikiLeaks document dump could cost lives,
the truth is they might already have on their hands the blood of some young soldier or that of an Afghan family.
An al-Qaeda operative writes bin Laden, please dedicate some brothers to translate the documents on Afghanistan and Pakistan that were leaked from the Pentagon, because these documents contain the strategy of the enemy in the area. The biggest surprise, bin Laden, the family man. Affectionate letters to a wife, then in Iran, but warning her to remove fillings from her teeth before she comes to his hideout, in case the Iranians inserted a tracking device. Bin Laden also reveals Taliban opposition to 9/11 and the attack on the USS Cole. Divisions in the ranks. What has not been released yet by the U.S. are other documents still being examined for intelligence about any future attacks. Lester?
Andrea Mitchell tonight. Thank you.